That run ahead and get me a little nap and I'll come back. I come and then I could hear the shots. I could hear them shots when they're giving me, you know, mom. They go, tsh. I could hear that. And when I got where I could talk good and everything, I asked Dr. Hoke, I said, Doc, I said, what's the trouble with me? He said, didn't you eat some rice? And then I hear your dad said you had some rice eating. And I said, yeah, well, he said, it was acute indigestion. He said, well, light tissue. And I said, I don't want no heavy one. He said, well, you'll have one in the heavy. I said, you be gone. And then they worked on me that night. They stayed there. Back then, they wouldn't even have no electric light there. They had them big old real lamps.
Yeah.
They give light, you know, like gasoline lanterns. So they had that. And then they kept their house lit up all night long there. Second, I couldn't work, you know, go to the woods to work. I couldn't work, I had to go and lay down. I'd go round and round.
A long time after that?
Oh, yeah. And when I had malaria, Dr. Hope told me I never would get shit of it. He said, you never get shit of it, you can get it.
Yeah, that's what
they said. But I still got it.
What about that disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Roly oly, they call it. Roly oly.
Roly oly.
Yeah. I know Mid Wood, she was.
Or yellow.
Yellow gander.
Mm-hmm.
Mid Wood, she was a welfare woman up there at Richland. And she stopped at our house one time. She always stopped there and talked with Mama. And she had baked meat all the time stacked in the back of the car. You know, she'd get them people, you know, unable to get nothing. And right after Roosevelt, you know, got an office. One that's like Edwin Hoover's in there. And she, one day she started, it was in the car, and she started to eat it. A man of whips come out on her, bigger than my thumb. And man, she couldn't sit still. And I jumped in the car, and I told her to slide over, and I jumped in the car, and I drove down to Dr. Hope, and Dr. Hope told him, well, he said, you'll soon be over it. He said, that your blood is bad. And he said, I'm going to give you some shots. And he said, well, what we call it, roly-oly. She said, I think it'll make you tumble-tumble. And it come on all at once.
Yeah. Well, was it ever common that people would eat bad meat or things like that?
No, I never did know them eat bad meat or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, when you kept your meat too long, you got...
They had a way of drying it. You know, they take it and dry it.
Yeah.
They just be as fresh as it. It wasn't spoiled. They kill a cow and build a rack like a barbecue, you know.
Yeah.
And put that meat up there and they call it jake. And put that meat up there and dry it and get a little bit of water though. That's the best as dry as a chip. It's like chewing meat now, you know, just hanging up and smoke out, smoke it.
Yeah.
And used to they use that back, now they use wire stuff, you know, to tie the meat up with. It used to have called bear grass. I don't think you've seen it.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah, long. You can't break the stuff.
Yeah, it's real.
And they take it and tie the meat and sling it up in the smokehouse. And the sausage, they make the sausage and smoke it. And I'm sausage about to get side of them little finger. And when you cook them, they'll pop open. Boy, them the best thing you ever ate in your life. And had what you call a skipper getting meat. And if you didn't take to a 20, well, Papa always took 20 mule. Team Bull, they call it.
Yeah.